The federal stimulus bill has pumped $5 billion into programs that make homes and buildings more energy efficient, but the Department of Energy says that will only weatherize a small fraction of structures. So the department has teamed up with labor unions and others to travel around the U.S. in hopes of encouraging additional investment dollars. DOE Senior Advisor Gil Sperling says one goal is to get more financing for firms that make weatherization products.
There's private investment in the manufacturing and in the supply chain for energy efficiency materials and products. There's whole new industries that are emerging for zero carbon building products.
Sperling also says he's trying to encourage more companies to pay to weatherize their own buildings. But at a forum in Milwaukee yesterday, several people in the energy efficiency business told Sperling that businesses need more financial incentives to weatherize. Rodney Heller of the Madison area company Energy Performance Specialists says there needs to be a low-interest loan fund and faster depreciation of efficient lights and other products that are installed.
I believe that would not only drive energy efficiency projects, but it would also drive the labor that goes along with it. It would also drive the manufacturing that goes to make the products. It's a win-win.
The discussions about weatherization financing, called by the organizers a Clean Energy Roadshow, continues today in Madison. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.